Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen, and today is no different. Live in front of a palatial Pride 48 studio audience. So I'm recording really late. Daniel is off peeing, pooping, getting a drink, doing whatever it is that he does before we record Mix Minus. And he is banished because I do not do Geeky Gay with a co-host. I wouldn't even know how to do it. I barely know how to do it solo. But I believe this is episode 961. And I've done all of them. I believe all of them have been solo. I just burped. One of them, I believe I did one at a Pride 48 when I did that Hot Ones challenge, which is totally a video thing, not even really an audio thing, but I did it with Taylor and who else did I do it with? Ricky. And I had ice cream there for them, milk, all this kind of stuff. And I said, you know, it's perfectly fine to eat ice cream or drink milk or whatever. I did that. And then I never live that down. They're like, oh, no. We're going to go through the whole competition with no drink. I'm going to tell you something about that Hot Ones challenge, though. Your asshole the next day tells you that you did a Hot Ones challenge. It may hurt going in the mouth and down the throat, but it hurts maybe more coming out the butthole. That's what I'm going to say. So anyway, I'm recording late because I was at a haircut. I was informed that my hair is getting grayer and I have to make a choice. I have to either start having them dye my hair and my hair system, which means I need to switch because apparently the gray hairs are synthetic. And they can't dye those, so they would need to switch to one that had real hair, real gray hairs as well. Or maybe just not have gray hairs in it at all. I don't know. They do these percentages like, oh, you're medium brown with 10% gray. And then they, semi-wavy and, you know, this is kind of, and they put in an order and then, you know, you get something back from the factory. And I don't know, like, so I have to either do that or... So start dyeing it, basically. Which, you know, the thing about dyeing it, though, it would make it a lot easier to blend. Because if you dye both the system and your hair exactly the same color, they're going to match. You know, so there's no, oh my God, you have more gray hair than the system and what are we going to do? You know, that does not become a problem anymore. The other option is to... What was the other option? Now I can't even remember what the other option. Oh, I guess the other option is to just increase the percentage of gray hair in the system that they're ordering. And so that, you know, maybe it'll match better. And I mean, I guess the third option is getting that surgery. But as we all know, I'm really afraid of getting the surgery. Plus, it's mega expensive. And it doesn't grow in for 9 months to a year. So you're still wearing a system or you're bald for a year until all your hair grows back. And then I need to do two surgeries. So anyway, I was getting my hair cut today, could not record. I had to get up early to take Sydney to the groomer. And so there was just no time to record beforehand. You know, I had Breaking Bad, that we had to watch last night. So I could not record two episodes last night. Just could not happen. So anyway, it is what it is. So we have a new trumpet player in orchestra. I'm kind of backtracking because I didn't really talk about this, but we have a new trumpet player in orchestra and he's not new. Like he used to, before I came along, he was in the orchestra when he was in high school and they're like, oh, he was a hot shot. He was really good. He memorized Carnival of Venice and play. I mean, that's a really hard piece. And but then he got married and went off to college. Went off to college, got married, moved away, and now they're back. You know, now they're back, I'm a really nice person, and on the, you know, outwardly, I don't show my competitiveness. So I would never tell them, you know, and we're really laid back. We switch, there's first, second, and third part. We switch around, but I'm kind of territorial. Like, I have a seat that I want to sit in. I'm always comparing myself to other trumpet players. And, you know, so I was nervous, like, oh my God, this guy, you know, what if he's better than me? That is a distinct possibility. And then, you know, you got to play the whole, the opposite of arrogance card. I'm losing words, but like, oh no, I'm not arrogant at all. So they were having this discussion with the new trumpet player. No, not innocent. Daniel's on the other side of the Zoom, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and they're having a Aaron, like this other, and the new guy are having a conversation. And Aaron's saying something like, oh yeah, he was a, what did he say? He was a screamer. That's not the word that he used, but again, I'm losing words. He was a really good trumpet player back in the day. He's going to be a great addition to the orchestra. And I was like, oh, I've never been a screamer personally. I'm just so-so, you know, because I'm trying to be humble, you know. And then Aaron, of course, feels obliged to say, Adam, come on, you are now. And I'm like, oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. But I'm not. Anyway, so new trumpet player. I really don't know how good he is because he played third part the entire, by his own choice, he played third part the entire rehearsal. But now there's new competition. You know, I try not to think of it as competition, but, you know, it is what it is. So that was an experience. He may buy my iPad, though. So I just, the old trumpet player, not the old trumpet player, but the, before summer, I was talking to people in the orchestra and I was like, hey, I've got this iPad 1 that Apple will not take back from me. But if anybody wants it, I'll sell it for a really reasonable price. And the guy, one of the trumpet players said, oh yeah, I would be interested in doing that. And then we left for summer break. And we get back and lo and behold, he's already bought an iPad from someone else. So I have this iPad, although I do have, I will say this. So we all know I sold this mixer to I Am a Librarian. I get stressed. Like, what if something goes wrong with it? And I've sold her this thing. It's like I'm a used car salesman. What if I'm selling a lemon to someone and I don't even know? Like, I would never intentionally sell a lemon to anyone. But then I'm like, oh my God, like, I've sold this mixer. There's not a warranty, but she could come back to me any day and be like, hey, the sound pad is stuck. You sold me a crappy mixer. Well, the same thing with the iPad. Like, he could come back and say, the iPad won't even run the music software, Burns. Why are you selling me this iPad? Anyway, so I don't know. So the new guy, so I just said, I mentioned it. Since we have a new guy, I'm like, I'm never going to be able to sell this iPad, you know. And he texted me today and he's like, hey, what are the specs on that iPad? What are you wanting for it? So, I don't know. I might sell the iPad to the new guy who now I'm in competition with. Not really sure. We'll see how it goes. All right. Well, we're going to end it there. I'm almost out of time. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, Memorial Labor weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.